microphone, please, for the speaker.
Microphone for the delegation of Venezuela on behalf of non-aligned movement, please. Venezuela, can you?
Gracias, Presidente.
Thank you, President. I have the honor to speak on behalf of the states parties of the non-aligned movement and other states parties to the Convention on Prohibition or Restriction on the Use of Certain Conventional Weapons, which may be deemed to be excessively injurious or have indiscriminate effects, the CCW. The NAM congratulates you, Ambassador Khalil Hashmi, on your election as president of the 2019 meeting of the High Contracting Parties of the Convention on Certain Conventional Weapons. Our group is confident that with your knowledge, experience, and diplomatic skills, you will be able to guide our work effectively towards a consensus outcome. The group stands ready to engage constructively with you and other states' parties to bring this meeting to a successful conclusion. Mr. Chairman, the group would like to re-emphasize its position as reflected in the final document adopted at the 17th summit of the NAM, which took place in September 2016 in Margarita Island, Venezuela, and reiterated in the final document adopted at the 18th summit of the NAM, which took place in October 2019 in Baku, Azerbaijan. The NAM states parties to the CCW and its protocols encourage states to become parties to that convention and its protocols. The NAM states parties to the CCW welcome the accession of Benin to Protocol 5 and to amended Protocol 2. We strongly believe that the universal adherence to and further strengthening of the Convention will make a significant contribution to progressive development of the rules of international law applicable in armed conflict and advancing further in the field of disarmament on the basis of universal, multilateral, non-discriminatory and transparent negotiations with the goal of reaching general complete disarmament under strict international control. The NAM remains concerned at the continuous erosion of multilateralism in the field of disarmament, non-proliferation, and arms control. The movement is determined to continue promoting multilateralism as the core principle of negotiations in these areas and as the only sustainable approach to addressing these issues in accordance with the UN Charter. The NAM notes that an important principle of the Convention is to balance humanitarian concerns with the legitimate military utility and necessity of certain conventional weapons. While resources for socioeconomic development remain limited, more resources are devoted to the development of sophisticated and deadly conventional weapons that are used around the world, which undermines international peace and security. Paradoxically, some states that are leaders in the modernization, manufacture, use, and commercialization of more advanced conventional weapons try to impose international regulations to limit and hinder the acquisition and use for purposes of self-defense of certain types of less sophisticated conventional weapons, such as small arms and light weapons. We reject such double standards. The highest priority must be to control and limit the most sophisticated and destructive conventional weapons, which are the ones that cause the most innocent victims in modern wars. Mr. Chairman, during the 2019 sessions of the group of governmental experts related to emerging technologies in the area of lethal autonomous weapons systems, the NAM group engaged actively and constructively. We also commend the manner in which the group of governmental experts was chaired by Mr. Ljubčo Jovan Jorginski, Minister Councillor of North Macedonia. We acknowledge the recommendations included in the report. Furthermore, the NAM supports the continuation of the work of the open-ended group of governmental experts related to emerging technologies in the area of lethal autonomous weapons systems. In the context of the objectives and purposes of the convention, the NAM would like to emphasize its hope that the GGE in 2020 will make progress towards the development of concrete recommendations, including elements of a legally binding instrument stipulating prohibitions and regulations on laws. Mr. Chairman, regarding mines other than anti-personnel mines, NAM considers that this issue has already been widely discussed and the divergences in positions are well known. The NAM Group welcomes the decision on the establishment of a sponsorship program within the framework of the convention adopted by the third CCW Review Conference, funded by voluntary contributions from states parties in order to support and increase the participation of developing states parties in the meetings, in accordance with the basic goals identified on the aforementioned decision. The NAM Group expresses its deep concern at the continued lack of adequate representation from NAM countries in the United Nations Office for Disarmament Affairs. And the movement requests the Secretary General and High Representative to undertake steps to ensure balanced and equitable representation in that office. The group deeply appreciates the excellent secretarial support provided by UNODA. The group believes that it is important to retain the institutional memory of the Secretariat. The group would like to receive additional clarification and official information on the following issues. 1. Update on the situation of the ISU. 2. Impact of UMOJA on the staffing and operation of the ISU, as well as the operation of the convention and its meetings. And 3. The financial burden and its impact for states parties' contribution. Mr. Chairman, in conclusion, the NAM Group and other states parties to the Convention on Certain Conventional Weapons, CCW, look forward to engaging constructively to consider and review proposals with a view to reaching a consensual outcome. Thank you very much.